This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Core Schmore.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We just got the numbers on wholesale prices for May. They shot up 1.4%. That's the biggest increase since November. But again, it was mainly food and gasoline. Take those out, and prices were up a measly 0.2%, meaning inflation remains in check. Now, I know the core rate of inflation probably doesn't count for much in your life, understandably. But this may mean the Fed won't raise interest rates anytime soon. Wall Street likes that idea, but investors have to be bothered by food and gas prices. They eat into company bottom lines, and companies pass those costs on to their customers. And so far, stocks are going nowhere. The Dow is up 3 points to 12,272. The NASDAQ is down 5. The S&P 500 has added 1 point. In Asia today, the markets were also mixed, but European shares are up about 2% so far. How much would you pay for a drug that could treat or prevent Alzheimer's? I think I'd probably pay quite a bit. Unfortunately, we don't have that choice yet. But two drug companies say they're getting closer. Janet Babin reports from our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The new drug has a tongue twister of a name. It's called bapineuzumab. It's from drug companies Elan and Wyeth. It works by attacking the plaque deposits associated with Alzheimer's. It showed the most promise in people without an inherited Alzheimer's marker. That's about 60% of us. If the final trial goes well, sales of bapineuzumab could hit $13 billion. But analyst Eric Snyder with Meta Partners says there are some risks. Bapineuzumab works by putting antibodies into the brain.
Normally, antibodies are not present in the brain, so the very fact that you're putting an antibody into the brain is a very unnatural process. And as a result, the brain will have an inflammation.
In a previous trial, there were several cases of fluid on the brain at higher doses. Full results about bapineuzumab will come at an Alzheimer's conference next month. The final stage trials won't be completed for at least 2 years. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Time Warner is looking to sell AOL's internet dial-up business. My first reaction would be, what a lemon. But apparently, AOL is still making lemonade with its dial-up business. Bob Moon has more.
If you're thinking this sound is so 1990s.
Welcome. You've got mail.
You may be surprised to learn AOL still takes in more than $2 billion a year from dial-up subscribers. Parent Time Warner hopes to sell that part of the business off within the next month and focus on its content and advertising. A rival, perhaps Earthlink, might benefit from adding more than 8.5 million dial-up customers. Forrester Research Analyst Sally Cohen says the business still has a future.
The cost of dial-up service has come down so much over the last couple of years and perhaps might continue to come down as the market shrinks.
Cohen says dial-up's good enough for those who just want to check mail or read the news. And in the L.A. suburb of Manhattan Beach, Rob Combs thinks it's just safer.
There's one thing about this dial-up. It is slow, but it's also a very controlled, secure connection.
Combs admits it would be nice to have broadband, especially when I suggested if he missed this story on the air, he could always stream the audio over his dial-up internet connection. Perhaps that reaction explains why AOL is telling this business
goodbye.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Okay, trivia time. What TV show started in 1971, aired 1,100 episodes, and was never actually canceled? The answer?
Soul Train, the hippest trip in America.
Soul Train is making a comeback. A new company called Mad Vision Entertainment just bought the show from founder Don Cornelius. Mad Vision plans to put the old shows on DVD and produce new episodes. Soul Train's last new show went on the air a couple years ago.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Brand Week, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives with real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
The dollar is losing value once again today. The dollar's weakness has been a huge boon for gold. It's going for $880 an ounce this morning. So if you have gold you'd be willing to part with, now might be a good time to sell. Reporter Jamie Bedrin went to see what she could get for her gold.
I'm standing with jeweler Frank Pollock in his offices on the ninth floor of a New York City building overlooking Fifth Avenue. I show him the goods.
I brought a couple things that are mine, that are my mother's, things that were family pieces.
Let's see what this is. This is Barry Kieselstein cord, and this actually has more value as jewelry than it does as scrap.
Pollock's been in the business since he was 15 years old. He says whenever the price of gold spikes, people rush to unload their old jewelry, the kind of baubles they don't wear anymore or received as gifts or inherited. The higher gold climbs, the more people there are coming out of the woodwork. Pollock says there's always a market for this type of gold.
Jewelers are buying gold because they're recycling. And one way of cutting down on your cost of recycling is to buy scrap, refine it, and reuse it that way.
Pollock says 99% of the gold sold in American stores is recycled. And not just from jewelry. It comes from computer parts, industrial components, even old teeth. Back to that necklace. It's 18 karat gold and weighs 6 ounces.
You have $4,500 worth of scrap gold.
Wow.
Okay. But this, being jewelry, is probably worth a little more. This is worth 25 to 30% more because it's jewelry.
$6,000. I thought I could do better. I took the necklace around the corner to 47th Street in New York City's Diamond District and met with Roman Maliyev.
It's a very outdated look. I mean, you know, to sell something like this, you'd have to sit around and wait for it. So, for example, most jewelers wouldn't invest into this as a piece.
His suggestion, clean it up and try to sell it privately, maybe on eBay, or melt it down. Melt it down? It's my mom's necklace. So I'm not going to sell it, at least not yet. In New York, I'm Jamie Bedrin for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.